Just smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. All right, now come on, all you boys and girls, up close to the radios for a whole lot of laughs and fun with Happy Hank. Say, I hope you're hippity-skippity, because we're going to have more fun than all the monkeys in the zoo. Yes, sir. You know, monkeys are funny, aren't they? Well, that's the way you look sometimes when you start jumping up and down and climbing all over the furniture. Yes, sir. That's what you call monkey business or monkey shines. But right now, let's sing one of our favorite songs. You want to sing it? Oh, louder than that. I can't hear you. Ah, that's much better. Now, how about our song about the mulberry bush? We all know that song. Tune up. Pum, 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 bum, ba-dum. All right, now here we go with the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush, the mulberry bush. Here we go round the mulberry bush so early in the morning. This is the way we wash our clothes, wash our clothes, wash our clothes. This is the way we wash our clothes so early Monday morning. This is the way we iron our clothes, iron our clothes, iron our clothes. This is the way we iron our clothes so early Tuesday morning. This is the way we scrub the floor, scrub the floor, scrub the floor. This is the way we scrub the floor so early Wednesday morning. This is the way we mend our clothes, mend our clothes, mend our clothes. This is the way we mend our clothes so early Thursday morning. This is the way we sweep the house, sweep the house, sweep the house. This is the way we sweep the house so early Friday morning. This is the way we bake our bread, bake our bread, bake our bread. This is the way we bake our bread so early Saturday morning. This is the way we go to church, go to church, go to church. This is the way we go to church so early Sunday morning. Well, say, it's always fun to sing about the mulberry bush, isn't it?
Well, hello, Happy Hank.
Well, my goodness, it's our pal Squeaky. What did you say, Squeaky?
Well, I said, oh, boy, is this good.
Hey, don't you know it isn't polite to talk with food in your mouth?
Hmm? Oh. Now, there, it went down fast. You want a bite of my apple? Hmm? Want a bite?
No, I don't want a bite of your apple. If I did, I'd get an apple of my own. You were very impolite.
I was? Hmm. Well, I guess I was, but I'm sorry, Happy Hank.
Well, you'd better excuse yourself to the boys and girls, too.
Oh, sure. Excuse me, boys and girls. I'm sorry I can't give you a bite.
Oh, now, there you go. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. Well, hello there, Popcorn. What's that? Oh, Popcorn wants to know if I want a bite of his dog biscuit.
Well, now you see, I have an apple and Popcorn has a dog biscuit, and you haven't got anything, Happy Hank.
Oh, yes, I have. Just take a look. A big candy bar, see?
Oh, boy, can I have some?
Not right now. We're going to have a Happy Hank birthday party.
Oh, boy, are we going to play a game?
Well, maybe, if you'll be quiet.
I'm as quiet as a mouse, quiet as two mouses. Oh, but you forgot our riddle, Happy Hank.
Hey, that's right. Let's see, what kind of a riddle will we have today? Oh, say, I know. I have a riddle about an apple.
Oh, a riddle about an apple? Oh, it sounds like applesauce.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Smarty. You see if you can figure out the answer. Now, boys and girls, are you ready for the riddle? Got your thinking caps on? Well, hurry up and put them on. All right, now, here's today's riddle. Which part of an apple is the left side? Which part of an apple is the left side?
Oh, that's easy. Now, here's my apple. Now, this side is the right side, and this side is the left side, see?
No, I don't see. Now, you tell the boys and girls which side of the apple is the left side.
Oh, but they can't see my apple, so how can I tell them?
Well, I can.
All right, which is the left side?
No, you don't. Hey, boys and girls, have you figured out the answer? Well, you keep thinking about it, and I'll tell you the answer at the end of our program today. But right now, hey, I want to sing our new slogan song, and I want you to sing along with me. Now, you remember what our slogan song says? Don't be a chatterbox. Now, you know what a chatterbox is. It's a boy or girl who talks all the time. She said and he said and she said and they said. Well, that's the way a chatterbox talks. Now, I know you don't want to be a chatterbox, so you remember this song. Listen. When you have something to tell, don't be a chatterbox. Say enough to tell it well, don't be a chatterbox. When your story has been heard, silence is to be preferred. Let someone else say a word. Don't be a chatterbox. All right, and now it's time for our birthday party. Turn on the magic electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here we go.
Yes, sir, boys and girls, and when you hear that buzz, you know that I'm looking at you right through the magic electric eye. Say, do we have any birthdays today? Let me see the hands. Oh, boy, that's fine. Now, he has a birthday, she has one. That little boy over there has one. All right, put down your hands. Now, we've got a lot of swell birthdays today.
Well, how about a game? Are we going to have a game?
Yes, sirree, we're going to have a game. Hey, boys and girls, let's play our wise old owl game. Here's the song about him. The wise old owl says, who is he talking to you? Who did this and who did that? The wise old owl says, who? All right, and now get ready for the guess who questions. Now, the first one is, who met the pie man going to the fair?
Let's see, who met the pie man going to the fair? Oh, I know, it was Simple Simon.
Yes, sir, that's right, Simple Simon. Did you get it, boys and girls? Now, here's the next one. Who called for his pipe and his bowl and his fiddlers three?
Ah, that's easy. Old King Cole.
Right again, Squeaky, old King Cole. You can go to the head of the class.
Oh, boy, I'm as smart as a whistle or something.
And now the last guess who. Who wore the glass slipper at the ball held by the prince?
Who wore the glass slipper? Let's see. Oh, you mean Cinderella?
Yes, sirree, I do mean Cinderella, and you made a perfect score, Squeaky.
Well, I told you I was smart. Do I win something?
Well, yes, I'll give you this candy bar. How's that?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, thank you very much, Happy Hank.
Well, you're welcome, Squeaky. Hey, did you get all the answers, boys and girls? Well, you know, you can make up Guess Who questions and have a game at your next party, and that will be fun. And you can give a prize to the boy or girl who answers the most questions right. And you can call the winner the wise old owl, you see. But now it's time for our birthday wishes. Now make your wish when I make mine, and don't tell anyone what you wish, because it's a secret that you keep for yourself. All right, now, I wish that... All right, did you make your wish? All right, good. Now take a big breath, and we'll blow out the candles on the birthday cake. One, two, three, blow. Hey, all the candles are out, and that means you'll get your wish. Now let's all sing the birthday song for all the boys and girls who are celebrating birthdays today, and sing it good and loud. Here we go with the birthday song. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one, too. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Yes, sir, a happy birthday, and I hope you'll have many happy birthdays. But right now, it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters, the two young cowboys, in their battle against Black Tom the Outlaw. Now, remember last time, the boys and Uncle Push had found the gold, but Black Tom had slipped up on them through a secret entrance to the hiding place and captured them all at the point of a gun. Well, Black Tom was going to lock Squeaky and Sputters in the hole and make Uncle Push go with him as cook and take all the gold. But by a trick, Uncle Push succeeded in throwing red pepper into Black Tom's eyes, and now the boys and Uncle Push have captured him. Well, as the scene opens today, Black Tom the Outlaw is handcuffed and lying on the floor as the boys and Uncle Push talk over what to do with him. Listen.
Well, just look at the big, bad outlaw Black Tom. Well, how do you feel now, Black Tom? You're not as smart as you thought you were.
Oh, my, you've blinded me. Oh.
Well, maybe you can't see how to do so much dirty work, Black Tom. But don't worry, you're not blinded. You'll soon be all right.
No, I'm through. I'll never see you again. I got a poor old gray-haired mother that I'll never see again. When I think of her, I feel like crying.
Well, go ahead and cry. What do you think, Uncle Push?
That Black Tom is the moanest man I ever did see. But just a minute, I know what'll fix him up. There's a bucket of water over here in the corner of the room. He left that there for me to drink when he locked me up. No food, just a bucket of water to drink. I think I'll just give it to him.
Well, what do you mean, Uncle Push?
Well, the best way to get red pepper out of your eyes is to wash it out with water. You just watch.
Hey, I get it now. Oh, boy, this is going to be good. Go ahead, Uncle Push, and wash out his eyes. Throw the whole bucket in his face. Go ahead.
Help. Oh, you're drowning me. Oh, my eyes. Help.
Ah, that'll fix him up, Uncle Push. You only didn't wash out his eyes, but you washed his whole face.
Oh, you boys are cruel. Oh, laughing at a man who's blind and almost drowned. Oh, you boys are so mean, I'm going to cry.
Well, go ahead and cry, but don't cry loud, because we got something to talk over. Now, Squeaky and Uncle Push, how are we going to get that gold out of that shaft and back to our S-Bar-S ranch so we can divide it between us and Rocket?
Say, it's going to be a heavy load, all right. I think the best thing to do is... Hey, listen. I hear voices outside.
Yes, sir, you're right, Squeaky. There is someone outside. Listen.
Oh, boys, we's in for it now. I recognize them voices. That's Black Tom's gang come back to help him carry off the gold. We got to do something and do it quick.
Help, men, they got me. Help, I'm in the locked room. Come on and rescue me, men. Help.
Now, that's a good idea, Sputter. Hold your hand over his mouth so he can't yell. Now, hurry, Uncle Push, and lock the door again, because we've got to do everything we can to keep that gang out of here. Hurry!
And so the gang has come to rescue Black Tom and carry off the gold. Say, will they be successful? You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in the Adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Well, say, boys and girls, have you figured out the answer for today's riddle? Which side of an apple is the left side? Well, if you haven't figured out the answer yet, you just keep trying, and I'll tell you in a few minutes at the very end of our program. Now, you know, today I heard some very bad news. A little boy who lives near me was playing ball in the streets, and he didn't hear a car coming, and he was knocked down and hurt very badly. Yes, sir, he had to go to the hospital, and that's where he is now, and he'll be in bed for a long time. Isn't that too bad? Well, I hope all of you will remember Happy Hank's safety slogan song that will remind you not to play in the streets. Oh, there must be some other place you could play. Much safer place. Yes, sir. Now, you know the words. Don't play in the streets. Let's sing it. Whenever you go out to play, don't play in the street. Have your fun some other way. Don't play in the street. The curb is the limit, so be on your guard and stay on the sidewalk. You'll find it's not hard to have just as much fun in your own front yard. Don't play in the street. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer for our riddle today. All right, now, which side of an apple is the left side? And the answer is the side that isn't eaten. All right, now, you be good, be careful, and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man Trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.